Welcome, Dumbheads, to the 2017 Mega Dumbcast New Year's Countdown. This year on Mega Dumbcast, I discussed the dumbest thing on every goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies RPG. To cap off my misery and yours, I'm turning to The Rifter, Palladium's magazine slash supplement series for fan-submitted works. I'll drop an episode about one Ninjas and Super Spies article every day through the new year. Now let's continue the countdown with number 17. Today we're discussing The Rifter number 5 from January 1999. We're talking about the Rahu Men, who are a fantasy race. Apparently they appeared in Palladium RPG. Maybe they're a thing in Rifts. I don't know. The article is written as though I should know what a Rahu Man is, but frankly, I've got no interest in these guys. The only reason we're talking about them is because the contents specifically points out that the Rahu Men are suitable for use with ninjas and super spies. And indeed, this entry includes references to ninjas and super spies' occupational character classes. It includes a new martial art form, but that's all by way of explaining what the Rahu Men are. And look, I like my listeners. I want you to be happy. So the last thing I want to do is give you an exhaustive history of the Rahu Men, like the one that I just read in preparation for this podcast. Suffice it to say, they're big, giant, four-armed beings from another dimension. They had to leave where they lived because of some mechanoids bullshit. Then they ended up in Palladium Fantasy RPG world. Then they ended up on Earth in the Himalayas. It turns out that they're the origin of legends about Yeti and abominable snowmen and all that stuff. Well, not normal Rahu Men, but Rahu Men called Malduks, which are like, there's some Earth virus that makes Rahu Men deformed and stupid, and those ones, I guess, go rampage around the mountains and become known as Yeti. Meanwhile, the normal Rahu Men are a goat-herding folk who have a super special fancy martial art. They wield a big old club in their four arms. Never in their history have they had any kind of, like, industrial base or, like, technologically developed civilization, but nonetheless, they somehow managed to pick up a lot of these skills in their wandering, because they can take ninjas and super spies occupational character classes, which means if you want to be a Rahu Man, a martial artist, you can learn how to do forearm kung fu in the monastery, but then also on the weekends, come down from the Himalayas and go party with the American girls and wear leather jackets and stuff, and learn how to, you know, be an electrical engineer, drive a race car. If you become a medical doctor, which the book doesn't really offer a whole lot of guidance as to how you would get through medical school when you're 10 feet tall and have four arms without revealing your existence to humanity, but I guess you got to just use the mystical arts of invisibility from your kung fu training to sneak in and audit all the classes in medical school. If you are a doctor, if you're an MD, if you take the proper skills, you can be just as good a doctor to a Rahu Man as any human can be for another human, which is pretty surprising given that you probably know like maybe a couple hundred Rahu Men. There are no clinical trials. There is no Journal of Rahu Man Medicine. Anyway, the only reason we're really talking about them is because they're in Asia. They have their own martial art form called Azlal Okta, which is not really worth discussing except that it gives you proficiency with a special weapon called, fabulously, a Zwittentang. Yes, that's right, Zwittentang, Sadate, which doesn't matter to regular ninjas and super spies characters because you need four arms and a huge giant ponytailed body to use it. This is a martial art form for Himalayan giants and nobody wants to be one. But that is not where the martial arts news ends, because there is a major setting detail buried in this article in The Rifter. Quote, "Even as the Rahu Men adopted some of the culture of the humans who lived near them, they had a profound, although mostly unnoticed, effect in return. Much of their philosophy found its way into human religion in the area, as did a few of their myths. Their martial arts systems even managed to rub off on a few humans. Rahu Men will claim that the Shaolin Temple was inspired by the visit of a few humans to a Rahu Man monastery. Much of Buddhism and Taoism were similarly inspired, or partially derived, from Rahu Man culture, religion, and philosophy." So if you were wondering how the Asian cultures became so exotic and badass in a stereotyped kind of way, I'm not saying it's aliens, I'm saying it's Yeti. Yetis secretly created Asian culture. Okay, they didn't exactly create it, but they are the inspiration for Buddhism, Taoism, and Kung Fu. Much has been said about the propensity of fiction to give secret aliens credit for the achievements of non-Western cultures. I don't need to pile on here. I'm just going to say I didn't sit through Ninjas and Super Spies, 176 pages of loving fellatio for Asian culture and martial arts, plus Mystic China, only for the punchline to be that Asian culture is just a garbled version of Bigfoot culture. I choose to believe that Rahu Men are lying, that Rahu Men stole Kung Fu from the Chinese and not vice versa. Imperialist Bigfoot, fuck off. You are the dumbest thing in this article. So that's enough with this demi-human bullshit. Join me next time for Rifter number 6, when we talk about Intrigue in Singapore, a scenario for ninjas and super spies on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. Did you know that this New Year's countdown is also a shameless fundraiser for MDC Season 2? It is. A second season about Heroes Unlimited is in the works, and if every regular MDC listener made a one-time donation of $3, its hosting costs would be paid for. If you accept this mission, go click my coffee button at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. The future of heroism itself depends upon your podcast patron dollars. No pressure. This has been part of MDC's 2017 New Year's Countdown. A new episode will drop every day through January 1st. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your podcatcher of choice, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, The Rifter, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This theme song is New Year's Party by Topti Jin by Kim and Buran, whose work you can find on freemusicarchive.org. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.